Access Mobile listening. BWA, KB2H Access.
P4, Tango Charlie, portable.
We're GOG Mobile up here outside of Greer. What's going on? Station is Small Wave Hand at you.
Yeah, howdy, sir. Name here is Doug. I'm up at Camp Old Indian teaching a Boy Scout merit badge with some Boy Scouts. Would you be up for talking to a scout or two? They're learning the fine art of ham radio.
Yeah, no problem. Put them on the air. We're just driving to the airport right now. My girlfriend said it's cool, so go ahead and put them on the air.
All right, will do. What's your name, sir?
Oscar Sierra Hotel.
All righty. Thank you, Josh. Hold on. We'll get one on.
I'm Jacob from Troop 36. Why are you going to the airport?
Jacob, this is Josh, W4TOG. We are going to the airport to pick up my girlfriend, Fran, my lovely lady's bestie, I guess you can call it. And we're going to pick her up from a flight. She was in New Jersey, actually, but she had to go to the Philadelphia airport, understand of it.
From Troop 36.
I don't know what to say.
What do you want me to say?
Can you repeat that, please? I didn't understand.
Yeah, I think he has mic fright. It's all right. Nobody can figure out what to say.
Affirmative, Jacob. Well, okay. Sorry about that. Just tell Jacob not to be scared. Just talk on the radio just as normal as you talk to another person. And it does kind of intimidate because people do think that you talk to somebody. It's got to be somebody special and everything. Here's my suggestion to all your scouts. If they ever want to get their ham license, just be comfortable about it. Talk to them. And just enjoy what it's all about. We're here just to help one another as amateur radio operators. And I've been a ham for 20 years. I've done just about everything in amateur radio. So the first thing I always say is just feel comfortable and just enjoy what you love.
Advice. So they want to know what kind of radio you're running in your rig there.
On both ways. The mobile here is a old 25-year-old Kenwood Tango Mic 24-1 Alpha. It's a single band 55-watt 2-meter mobile from Kenwood, one of the old radios. And the rates I got at home are two nice HF radios that that are basically HF, which are two Yazoo radios, a Yazoo FT-450 Delta and a Yazoo FT-891, and they work both as a DX radio and just a conventional Raichu radio. Over.
Yep, very nice, very nice. Thank you.
Scout troops, we'll have to say 7-3s. We're getting close. And, okay, we're straight or go?
Straight,
okay. Why am I doing that? Straight?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, sir. Let me put the mic down. I'm doing three things at once. W4GOG, tell your scouts if we're around later on, we'll catch you, but we got to go. W4GOG, have a great one.
Thank you. You too. Appreciate it. WW4TC, clear.
1CJW, KO4NUE. CJW, KO4NUE.
W4WOZ.
WOZ, how are you today? Listen, I got you a, been waiting to make contact with you. I was thinking about jumping on the net the other night when you checked in. But, I got your QSL card hanging up in my ham shack. And I made me a couple and, wanna send you one. That'd be alright? KOC, KO4, EQE. QE, clear.
Receiving those calls, you can't just turn them down. You know what I mean?
No worries. KO4 and QE here. Did you get my message?
She's at Sam's, and letting your wife go to Sam's is probably not the best idea I've had today.
Well, We can't all be bright and shiny all the time. So, what I was telling you was I got your QSL card hanging up down at this is Deer Camp or in the Hamshack, one of the two. Well, in the Hamshack. I got my own QSL card, and I just wanted to send you one if you don't mind.
Oh, send me one. My address is on mine, and it's also good on QRZ, so, yeah, I'd like to have one. Send me one.
Roger that, and the sausage that we talked about a couple months ago, is that deer sausage or is that summer sausage made out of deer?
Pal, is that what you're asking me?
No, you said last time we talked face to face, you said you wanted some deer sausage. But I don't know if that was summer sausage made out of deer meat or just regular sausage made out of deer meat.
Sausage would be just fine if you find any. Man, that'd be awful. You know, I got two or three of them running around the grounds here in the land of Waz. Sometimes I've actually thought about turning them into sausage, but I ain't got around to that.
Well, I've been on the lookout, and if I find some, I'll definitely bring it by there and drop it off with you. I haven't forgotten, but that stuff's like gold around here. Get your hands on it. People don't want to turn loose of it, but that's okay. I'll find a pack or two eventually and get it to you, but I will get a QSL card in the mail for you.
Be awesome. Yeah, buddy. W4WOZ for day to day. I was going to ask you, have you ever worked any of the digital modes with your HF rig?
I have. Matter of fact, I'm knee deep up in it right now. I'm using Winlink. I haven't tried FT8 or anything like that. But I'm a member of a club here in Tron, and we got a couple of operators that's really good at FT8, if that's what you're interested in. But let me find out which direction you're trying to go first. If I don't know, I'll get somebody who does know.
Well, when I had a different HF rig, I used to work PSK-31. And had a lot of fun with it, used it, kind of got tired of it. And then I got rid of the radio. I traded it away, and I bought me a ICOM 7410. And I have yet to get that thing to hook up and work on PSK-31. I've tried a couple of different programs. Man, I have clicked buttons. I've clicked boxes. I've just really got aggravated with all of this because I can't get it to work. I've been running HRD, which will run the rig. You know, if you just turn on Ham Radio Deluxe, it'll change the channels and do all the stuff it's supposed to do. But when you go into DM78, nothing works.
That's kind of where I'm at with what I'm using. I use FLDigi, and I can get it to connect to the radio, but when I transmit, there's a balance, and I just cannot figure it out. Also struggling with wind length a little bit. I can do anything off of a repeater, a packet repeater I can do, but anything peer-to-peer, I just really struggling. I'll eventually figure it out, though, but I'll check into it, and I'll get back with you, and see if I can find something out. You said is your email address up on QRZ?
Don't find it or don't see it. It's W4WOZ@live, which is L-I-V-E, Jacob.com.
I'll do some digging. I got a couple friends in the club that do PSK, and I'll talk with them and see what I can come up with, and see if I can get you a decent set of cut sheets to go with the radio, too. What was the radio model again?
ICOM 7410. This radio is supposed, let me just say that, to work if you just plug for radio into your computer. You don't need a sound card. Supposedly, this particular radio was built that you didn't need a standalone sound card. I have a standalone sound card, so if that is needed, maybe they can help us with that. That'd be great, Chad. I appreciate any help you give me there, buddy.
The Yaesu I'm running has got a sound card built into it, too. And they just are very difficult to program to get, you know, every little box has to be just right. And what I found is that, and I'm sure you've done this already, but what I do is just go to the internet and find three or four different people who are listing their configurations to make it work. And I try all of them until I get one that works, and I have been pretty successful that way on some of the other modes, but with peer-to-peer, I'm struggling. There's not a lot of information out there on peer-to-peer, but I will figure it out. But that's what I do. But I will run it by some of the club members and see what they've got to say about it. Maybe they've got some configurations they can give me.
Boy, well, one thing I was found out, Chad, which kind of surprised me, I haven't done any PSK31 in probably 3 years, maybe. I don't know, something like that. But I was surprised there's no new programs that you can download to run it or to run that digital mode. You know, it's still the same stuff: HRD, FLDigi, Wobbler. I can name a bunch of them because I've looked at all of them too. And I was surprised there wasn't nothing new. Something easy, something simple. You know, plug up, hit a few buttons, get to talking. But it ain't been that.
Feel your pain, I really do. KO4NUE. But I do. It's very difficult, very frustrating. But I will see what I can do to get you some kind of information. Maybe you can pick something out of it that's useful. But give me a couple of days, I'll shoot you something. And that's W4WOZ at live.com, right?
That's correct. All right, Chad, I think you're out in the Mobile from what it sounds like here. So let me say something to Fraser. I'll let you get back to driving. I'm sure it's a mess out there. Take it easy. Appreciate the information. Appreciate the help. Anything I can help you, let me know. 73's from Land Wise, W4WOZ.
Sir, you have a great day. KO4NUE, I'm clear.
UKB4CBA, how you doing, Bill?
I'm doing just fine. Just coming back from the dump. Enery used to be the landfill. I think they call it Enery Distribution Center or something crazy like that. Learned a lesson. You don't go on the first Tuesday after Christmas, because that's the first day they're open. After Christmas, you just don't go there on that day. But I did.
So you know. You won't make that mistake again. Oh, man. Well, I'm just laughing because I think I've been there, done that, or I think I remember one year, I can't remember, Christmas fell on a Saturday or Sunday. I think it fell on a Sunday. And my license, my driver's license ran out over that weekend. It expired. Well, it expired on my birthday, which was the 28th. And they let, they were closed on Monday, and they were, for some reason, they were closed on Tuesday. So I had to get my license on Wednesday, and which was my birthday, or it was going to expire. And boy, that was a mistake, because they had been closed all weekend, plus 2 days during the week, so they've been closed like 4 days in a row. And when the DMV's closed 4 days in a row, it was like, you know, everybody and their brother and cat and dog and everything, aunt and uncle, were over there.
That would not be fun. Well, I'm not exaggerating. I bet there were probably 60 cars lined up from where there's a stop sign where you could actually go in the dump all the way back to the road, which was Anderson Ridge Road, and probably 20 cars from there. That's how long it was. At least when I left, and it was getting longer.
In there, and I've never seen it like that, but you know, once you get in the gate, then you zigzag around, and then you gotta know where to go. Depending on what you've got, you may have to go to two or three different dumpsters, and I remember I went up to Blackberry one day, and I had a bunch of cans of old paint I was emptying out this garage that we were renting the house, and they said I could clean the garage out because I wanted to use it. And so it was just full of junk, and they said just, you know, to clean it out, and if there's, you know, if it's nothing of value, just throw it away. So there's a ton of paint cans, and they had paint in it. And the guy told me, he said, you can't dump that because you got to put sand in it. And I said, what? You got to be kidding me. And so the other guy, he just looked at me, and he said, wait a minute, like that. And the other guy walked off and told me I couldn't dump it. And so the other guy, he just started grabbing cans of paint out of my truck and just throwing it into the dumpster. So I grabbed some. We emptied that thing in a hurry while the other guy had his back turned to us.
Yeah, paint is a no-no. Yeah, you have to. You can't dump it with a lid on. And, I remember, but I had to go to another. I couldn't do it here at Henry. I didn't have a lot of them like you had, but they frowned upon that. Well, I had cardboard I had flattened. I had like probably 8 bags of plastic, and ball, you know, plastic of different kinds. It's all stuff I was going to recycle. But they just told me just go put it in the regular garbage. And I had an old coffee pot maker and a little tiny fan, AC fan. They just told me. I tell you, and all those dumpsters, all those open, I call them haulers, big things where the garbage goes when you throw it in there, they were full. And when I was putting mine in there, I thought it was just going to roll off the sides. So there was no recycling today, I tell you. And what they had the units they had outside the gates for recycling, they were just full. People had already stacked stuff outside the outside of those units, those hauling units, but they're not supposed to. So it was pandemonium over there. Heck with recycling and heck with environmental, it's going in the dump.
We don't even recycle here in Taylor's. They don't give us a recycle bin, and I have seen when we had a recycle bin. I think this was we were at the Northlift subdivision up in Travers Rest, and we had the big huge trash can, and then. In a recycle bin, and we were real good, to recycle stuff, and I've watched them dump it right in the same truck with the trash, but, go figure.
Well, we have a trash service out here we have to pay every month for. It's O'Neill, and you've probably seen the cans around. We've been using it for years, but they don't. There's no recycling. They don't do any recycling. They just take your trash. So I save the plastic and the cardboard, that sort of stuff that you can recycle. And I take it over here to Ennery. But today, everything just went in trash. There wasn't any place to put the recycle. All right, well, I'm here at the house, and Toby went with me. He wants to go for another ride now. We're going to go buy some potting soil, XYL and I. So, anyway, good talking to you. I hope you had a good Christmas, and we did. Really enjoyed it. All the church services, and it was really very nice. Got to visit my brother in Page was. Just, it's been really, really busy, so I'm kind of glad for it to wind down. KB4CBA and 4AQ.
Okay, Bill, well, you be sure and tell Phil I said hello when next time you talk to him or see him. And I'm glad you had a good Christmas. We did, and I hope 22 is going to be better than 21 was for everybody, So stay healthy, and we'll talk to you later. 4IQ, KB4CBA.
I can make some comments, I won't. alright, so you have them good too. N4IQ.
QLG, KO4NUE.
4QLG, go ahead.
Hey, bud, I just want to let you know we had to turn around and come back to the house. I got a small problem at the house, so we're headed back. I just want to let you know.
All right. Sorry to hear that. Is there anything I can do?
I'll give you a call on the cell phone, let you know what's going on. But, I mean, everything's all right. It's just something needs to be taken care of. So, all right. Well, I'll talk at you later. I just want to let you know we've left the camp.
Good. KO4QOD, I'm clear.
NUE, I'm clear.
WHM Mobile.
KO4VAS Mobile.
4VAS, KO4NUE, how are you today, sir?
KO4NUE, this is Mark.
I say Mark.
Yeah, Mark. M-A-R-C.
All right. Well, you got Chad here on the other end. What you out doing today, sir?
Well, I'm out buying some supplies to hopefully make a ground plane antenna.
What kind of antenna are you building?
Well, it's just going to be a quarter ground plane, so... I put it together with aluminum plate and then three aluminum rods and a copper wire, see what happens.
Get the impedance down and see what it does. SWR, and see what it does.
What I hope is kind of my first one. I'm doing all this, so I thought I'd give kind of a homemade thing a try and see where it leads me and learn a little bit and kind of go from there.
2 meter or HF?
2 meter.
I've built a couple of those last couple of weeks. I built one out of 450 ohm ladder line, Slim Jim, and then J-pole out of copper pipe, and Slim Jim out of copper pipe. And Slim Jim's what I use to transmit off the top of the house, and I absolutely love it.
This, put it on top of the house. I got an old DirecTV stand up there that they took off. They took off the dish, left the stand, and my intent is to mount this thing on that and then run the coax down into the house.
Well, when you get it built, and let's try it out, and we'll give you a jump up on the net at night. We'll give you a signal report or give me a call. One, whereabouts you live, if you don't mind me asking.
No, not at all. I'm in, my address is Simpsonville. I live off of Roper Mountain Road in Greenville, really, in a subdivision. So nowhere near the city of Simpsonville, but that's my address.
What's the resonator built out of? What kind of material? You said copper?
A 10-gauge copper wire for the going out of my connector. And then I'm going to connect three aluminum 3/16 rods to the plate. And I've gotten where I think I'm going to do it about 19 inches long, and that'll get to 2 meters, 144 megahertz.
That ought to work. I've seen them with you using the SO239 connector, a panel mount. It's got a flange on it with four holes.
That's the one, yep.
With four pieces of ground plane, just, you know, bolting them to the each corner of the flange. But, that ought to work. But if you get an opportunity and check out online, there's some Slim Jim and J-Pole calculators online, if that's something you're, you know, interested in. The Slim Jim, it gives you all the measurements, and you just cut the pipe and put it together. And what I've done with mine is I got a little machine shop down here at the house, so on the end of the antenna I put a threaded tuning stub on it, so I can, you know, I can really, really dial down that SWR or adjust it if I move up and down on the 2 meter frequency. But yeah, it sounds like a good antenna, you know. Give it a try, see what it does. And if you need any help with it, you know, just, hey, shoot me an email up on QRZ. I love to build them and love to try to help people if they need help with it. Give me a holler. I'll be glad to work with you.
Chad, thank you very much, man. That's mighty nice of you. Yeah, I'm taking a vacation this week, so that's kind of my project of the week. I've just gotten the material, so I'm going to start drilling holes and bending rod maybe this afternoon. And so, yeah, and I've been listening on the 9 o'clock net on the repeater almost every night. It's been kind of quiet the last couple of nights. But I'll hit you up there or give you a shout just reach out to you and see how it's working.
Sounds good. Well, I appreciate you telling me about your antenna. It sounds like a pretty good deal there, and it's always fun to
put them together yourself and then take a big sigh and big breath before you key the mic and see what happens. But trust me, it'll work out. It'll work out. They usually do. But good luck with it, and appreciate you letting me know about it. KO4NUE, and be clear on your final, sir.
Ed, I sure appreciate that, and I'll give you a shout-out, and appreciate any help anybody can give me. I'm new at this, so I'm doing a lot of learning and a lot of listening.